This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first time is Larry, L-A-R-R-Y. Last name is Sams, S-A-M-M-S. Date of birth is 10-18-1936. Date of evaluation 4-20-2022. Chief complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, dementia, history of Parkinson's disease, history of present illness. This is a 85 years old married male who was admitted here on 4-13-2022 upon transfer from University of Michigan Hospital. Patient has multiple medical problems including history of fall and suffered from right femur fracture, history of UTI. MSRA, diabetes, Parkinson's disease, hypertensive heart disease, ischemic cardiomyopathy, atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, chronic kidney disease, and repeated falls. Patient reports that he is feeling okay. He reports that his sleep is generally okay, appetite is fair. He acknowledged that he had experienced hallucinations and attributes that to taking carbidopa and levodopa. He reports that he thought he saw bugs crawling. He reports that his dose was lowered and he was started on medication for hallucinations with good response. During my evaluation, he adamantly denied experiencing any visual hallucinations or any paranoid thinking. Staff reports no behavioral problems. No known history of prior psychiatric treatments or hospitalizations. No history of any hypomanic, manic, or psychotic symptoms up until recently. Next paragraph. A review of systems. General non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal, weakness, pain, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme, allergy, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalizations denied, prior history of suicide attempts denied, prior history of any alcohol or substance abuse treatment denied. Already mentioned that prior history of alcohol substance abuse treatment denied. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship, married, number of children, six. He reports that he has five sons and a daughter. Period. Current employment, patient reports that he was, quote, a boss at a production line, period. Next X-ray, medical record, lab diagnostic test, reviewed collateral for my chart nursing. Patient reports that he enjoys watching TV and reads. Next paragraph, under history and habit, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, see chart for details, family history, no family history record, tobacco history denied, alcohol history, patient has a history of drinking, but was not able to elaborate on extent of drinking. Next paragraph, substance abuse denied. Next paragraph, under current medications, MAR reviewed, Seroquel 50 milligram HS. Next paragraph, blood pressure 115/47, pulse 82, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting in a wheelchair, speech, clear mood, euthymic effect, constricted thought processes, periods of confusion, association, normal thought content, denied any thoughts of harm to self or other perceptual disturbances. History of visual hallucinations, but denied any hallucinations during my evaluation. Level of consciousness alert, oriented to self. Patient did not know the name of this facility. He did not know what city he is in. He thought it's April 18, 2022. Memory, he could recall 2 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Fund of knowledge, fear, he knew Biden as a president, but he thought Granholm is the governor of Michigan. Sleep and appetite, generally fair. Assessment plan, psychosis with hallucinations due to known physiological condition. F06.0, plans continue, Seroquel as prescribed. May consider decrease in Seroquel dose if his condition continues to remain stable and he remains free of any hallucinations. Number 2, unspecified dementia without behavioral disturbance, F03.90. Next paragraph. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with the attending physician for medical management. Please notify our service for any persistent mood changes or psychotic symptoms. There is no evidence of any abnormal involuntary movements or tardive dyskinesia. We'll follow with you as needed basis. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative common side effects of antipsychotics. Risk benefit statements based on findings of my assessment above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.